Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Check this out. I know how we do. We're going to have a little fun tonight like we always do.
Okay.
You know what?
Hmm.
Last time I played this song, everybody was like, well, I was in the uproar about this song. So I was told I need to listen to this song one more time. Because I know, you know. Huh?
You are not about to play King Ray's Dominion.
Right. Because everybody keeps telling me I need to listen to it one more time. They said I'm not hearing the words. So,
well, I'm on your side. I hate that song, and I don't want to hear it again. Shit.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Girl, fuck it. We ain't going to play that song today. Because I just don't understand it. I mean, I don't know. But
that song is not the shit. All she doing is man and mama bashing. That's what that song is all about to me.
I concur totally. But we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to another song anyway. We'll be right back. So we're going to sit back, relax, have a little fun when we get back. if we could ever get to a song. This boy, I tell you, amateur.
You still have technical difficulties?
I'm always having technical difficulties.
What'd you say? Life is a fucking technical difficulty.
All right.
Little bitty kiss, baby. I just can't let you.
saying goodbye. Say hello.
Hello. Hey.
I'm just singing away. Just singing away. What's going on with you, baby?
Nothing much.
Okay. All right, check this out, y'all. We're going to get back to the topic. Tonight's topic, secret crushes. Have you had one? Do you have one? If you did, you do, what happened? Have you acted on it? What's going on?
Secret crushes. I think everybody is having a secret crush. Now, whether they acted on it, that's going to be the question.
Okay, and family don't count to them, so we're going to exclude that one out.
I was thinking about that, too.
We know you didn't act on that.
I wasn't even going to bring that up. I mean, I'm not going to say I've really had secret crushes on people that I've never actually talked to. If I liked you, I didn't have a problem with approaching people. My thing was, my secret crushes are always on famous people. So unless I actually had the opportunity to meet them, I can't say, you know, what I would do. Because I never really had the opportunity to meet them.
Because
I can name a few of them.
Okay, I mean, by all means, go ahead.
Well, let's see. Brad Pitt would be number one.
Everybody want to pull Brad Pitt out there.
Because mine is Tom Cruise if we born a white boy. I think, you know, Tom Cruise is cute. He's just too short for me. For me. You know, I'm a little bit taller, so. But The Rock, of course, you know, he always going to be my little boyfriend.
And see, I got to go Randy Orton if we talk your wrestling.
You know, I like Randy Orton, but I like Randy Orton don't say nothing. It's just like, I like
him
more because of his personality. I don't know. I think Rock's personality is what gets me.
I believe that. Then he turned out to be a real good actor, too.
You know what? I talked to The Rock.
The Rock, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to The Rock the other day, and he told me to tell you.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
He would not say that to a fan.
I couldn't help that one. That was too easy.
Okay,
yeah, give me who else you got?
Let me think.
Any female celebrities?
Oh, girl, yeah. I know everybody, Vivica Fox has been, she seemed like she got a nasty attitude and she stuck up, but she is one person that I would really want to have sex with, Vivica Fox. I'm talking about the old Vivica Fox back in the day.
Right.
When she was on
T.O.L. You know what?
Right.
I met her at the airport, and what they say about her, I mean, I can't say that because it was like, I mean, but she was just saying like she was really down to earth. I mean, she sat there, she kicked it with us, she talked to us, you know, it wasn't no like, and I told her, I said, I've been having a crush on you since set it off. And she just smiled, gave me a hug. She smiled and gave me a big hug. I mean, it wasn't a Hollywood hug neither. It was like, for real. You know,
You know, her daddy, I don't know, her daddy is from Benton Harbor, Michigan. So, you know what I mean? She got roots.
Mm-hmm. Right, because like I said, she was just real down to earth. It wasn't no, you know, like, Now, I don't know how she was back in the day. 50 said she was a bitch, but, I mean, she seemed like she's pretty nice to me.
Well, you know, intimate relationships are different than any other kind of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be. Could be. But I liked her. I liked her. I would have tapped it. I'd have fucked her.
And, of course, Janet Jackson. And, you know, I ain't never had no problem with her weight. I thought she was cuter when she had the more weight on her. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
It don't matter which Janet it is. That's just Janet. Janet is Janet. It don't matter. It don't matter at all.
That's what I say. It didn't matter to me whether she was smaller or bigger. She still looked good to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now, all right, well, let's go with this. I mean, like me, for instance, I had crushes on people. And when, I mean, back when I was younger, you know, when I was like that little shy kid that would never say nothing. Have y'all ever did that? Like, and then you see these people now and it's like, you know, I mean, it's obvious you could talk to the person, but you just don't want to.
Well, I guess it depends on how they look now. You know, everybody don't look
right.
The same.
Because it's been people that I know that, you know, I mean, I'm talking about, I'm going back as far as elementary. Like, oh, my God, I was in love with this girl in elementary. I was in love with her in junior high, you know. And high school, I think I didn't really come, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really come out my shell until probably my junior year. And, you know, at that point, it was like, okay, you know, so I don't know. It was like a lot of people, you know, that I used to have crushes on, I would never say nothing to. But then it's like when I see them now, it's like, I'm glad I didn't say shit to you. Because if I'd ended up with you and you looking like this, no.
And then it's like, what do you say? Like, girl, yeah, life is hard. Like, it's looking like you. You can hit a hard life.
I had one. He went to my church years ago, and I just thought he was adorable. Now, the thing was, he was like an understudy. He was going through the seminary so that he could become a pastor. And that was like the one thing that was like, okay, throw my role. But then I saw him probably about, I don't know, 8 or 9 months ago, and it was like, uh-oh, you know, you must not be at the church no more, because you looking rough in the mud. Like, what happened to that adorable little person, you know what I mean, that adorable person that was in his suits and with the fresh cut, and you know what I mean, looking all churchy and stuff, and now he was rough, he was really rough. So, like, I'm with you, like, okay, I'm glad I didn't try to pursue that.
You got some, but then it's like, you know, you like, damn. I mean, it's a couple of them that, you know, that you see, you be like, damn, she still look good.
Mm-hmm.
But then, now, I was like, because, okay, let me ask you something. Like, okay, if you got with the person that you had this crush on, if you got with them, sex was phenomenal. Sex was phenomenal. I mean, when I say phenomenal, I mean, ladies, he rated up there. He's in your top two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just this one or two. Every time he hit it, he make you feel special. But he just wasn't about shit. Do you still deal with him?
Not if I wanted a serious relationship, or, you know what I mean, something more than just sex.
Okay, but now this is a crush. This is not, you know, I mean, you got to think about it. You didn't have this crush, and, you know, it was a secret crush. You never acted on it. So, I mean, years that went by, you know, you didn't have kids, he didn't have kids. But, I mean, y'all linked up. I mean, but he just wasn't shit. I mean, but the sex was phenomenal.
No, there's more to life than great sex. I mean, you know. Okay. Somebody else got great sex too.
I mean, he wouldn't have been. He just wouldn't have been relationship material. I mean, you might have asked him 1, 2, 3 times, but
not 3 times. Damn. You come on 1, 2, 3.
But after that.
Last night before I got off work.
I mean, you wouldn't go into something like that, even if you had a crush of y'all, you know, reminiscing and y'all talking and you see that he ain't about shit, but you still just want, I just want to see how it was. Some people would just do it, you know, just to see how it was. But I think in their mind, they would already know, he's not the one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he ain't the one, so they already would know it's not going to last, so they wouldn't expect it.
Okay, well, now let me ask you, what about the, what if the person that you had the secret crush on all these years, they approached, I mean, they pretty much came to you and told you, well, I had a crush on you too.
Is he about shit or not? if that's still the question. If he ain't about shit, then somebody's going to battle. They're not going to matter. I mean, I might not be about shit. He might see, you know, I might still look good to him or whatever, but yeah, he may not think I'm about shit. So...
You? Nah. Oh, see, man, what the fuck did I do? This motherfucker that left me here. You dirty motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding.
I
don't know. I mean.
It just depends on where y'all at in y'all lives, too. You know?
Okay. I can deal with that. Now, that I can deal with. It's like, you know. I mean,
what if all,
like,
her kids older? What if all her kids about grown? He got a 2-year-old, 2 and a 4-year-old. Wait a minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on, homie.
So, I mean,
hold on,
it's not nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, we in 2 different aspects of our lives. You know what I'm saying? My kids about to be grown, I thought.
Yeah, you know what? That brings up an interesting theory. I mean, yeah, let's just say that this person is a good guy or a nice woman, and it's what you want. But then, like you just said, well, mine grown and gone, and you done bought a 2-year-old there. Man, that's...
I don't know. You know, at that point, it depends on how serious you want to get with that person. You know what I mean? Because if you're the type of person that, you know, maybe some people, once they kids, you know, you heard of that empty nest syndrome. You know, for some people, probably, you know, there's somebody out there who would mind that. And if they wanted to be in a committed relationship, they'd probably go ahead and go for it.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got somebody else. Call. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? This is Marley.
Marley Mar, what's up, brother?
Hey,
hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I got one quick question. I know it's off the topic. On the old site, it was a picture of a girl in the bathroom or in the shower, taking a shower. You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about the old site?
The old site. .net. Yeah.
Okay.
Did it say "Have Dirty Girls Get Clean"?
Yeah. Who in the world was that?
Oh, shit, Marley. I think she went by. Damn, Marley. Marley. That was
loved out. I remember.
That
was it?
Yes, it was. Wow, what about it?
I mean,
what about it?
It was a couple of people on there with a shower pick. That's what I'm trying to see.
It was on the old site. It was a real thick, light-skinned chick. And I was like, good Lord. I said, who in the world is this? I meant to ask about that last week.
I think he's talking about Sweet Chocolate.
That's what I think you're talking about too. I think that's who you're talking about, Sweet Chocolate.
Okay.
Marley, you done took the picture off the page.
No.
Now, he had to hurry up and ask the question while he had time.
Why had time?
You've been having this question for like 2 weeks.
Now you know what, Marley? I think she's just got on because we got somebody new to the site, Thick and Chocolate. So that could be her right there. I remember seeing that ass from the old site. So I'm like, okay, that might be the same ass. So you might want to get on the site and take a look, Marley. Marley say, wait, who was that ass?
I was like, Lord have mercy.
Y'all know when she step in, Marty gonna be like, man, I wanted to, yeah, because the Dow Jones average did go down, and
you know
I just really don't understand why.
We already know what's up. No question.
Okay. What's understood don't need to be explained.
That was my secret crush right there. I was like, good God, who in the world is that?
You know, I heard that. It would have been nice if she had been a little bit more active and put some more of them damn pics up.
Did she ever show her face, Marley?
Nope.
I didn't think she did. What'd you say with that ass got you, though, huh?
Sure enough.
Marla say she can look like a booger wolf. It don't matter. Look, that ass.
Sure enough.
A what? A what?
A booger wolf.
A booger wolf. Hell.
Right. Marla didn't care. Marla seen that ass. Marla say, oh, Lord.
You know who had me, Marley? Motherfucking the People's Champ. I was like, golly.
The People's Champ.
Yeah. He had on like a polka dot skirt or something. And it was a back shot, boy. She was a motherfucking.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that one, too. Yeah. I was like.
Oh, you talk about the old girl with the handcuffs. Had a handcuff behind her back?
No, I'm talking about. Matter of fact, there's a picture of her now on the news site. People's Champ, it was the picture of the person's name was People's Champ. And the picture was a chick. She had on like a red and white, like a red skirt, I think, and like a black and white polka dot top. And she was on the bed on all fours. She was kind of looking back a little bit. I remember, Cass, because you said, when they put the picture up, you was like, I want to meet old girl in the pic. And then the response was, she a beast. You don't know who I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
that's the one. No, she has handcuffs. It's not.
She was handcuffed?
Yes, her arms was handcuffed behind her back.
Uh-uh, she was on all fours.
Yes, but in her arm, no. Yeah, trust me. I looked at that picture many a time.
I have to look at it again then because I don't. Okay, all right. She might have been.
I'm gonna tell you like that now, Marley. I don't know about you, but I stole that picture.
Yeah, because I was about to say, that's on the new site, but that person isn't on the new site. So I was like, okay, but it was worth
stealing that. I did a Father Time move right there. I said, I stole. if this site crashed, I'm keeping that picture.
And see, and I know the People's Champ, so yeah, I might have to see what's up with that.
Oh well, you need to tell him that he need to get on a new one.
I've been trying to. talked to him a couple months ago, and but he ain't never got back to me since then.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look at the picture again because I don't remember seeing it, because, but you might be right.
Marla, you can go and tell the truth, man. You can go and post it on the site, Marla. I know you took that picture. Hell, I took it.
Yeah. I know if I took it, my little 14-year-old boy been like, "Dad, now you know you ain't right."
Daddy,
let me go and take that off your hands, because you know you don't need this.
He's a mess.
Oh, Daddy, by the way, we're going to need some more Jergens.
Yeah.
You got to put a little bass in the voice now. You got a little bass in that voice now. He don't sound like a kid.
Yeah, I'll need some more Jergens.
Right.
Yeah.
Hurry up, nigga.
I ought to kill your ass for get me in trouble with this bullshit. And
right.
I knew you weren't man enough to have nothing like this.
And it's crazy. That happened in real life. He won half the damn football team, got their phones taken away. Because some little girl sent him a damn nude picture, you know, and then it got all through the damn school, and he got his damn phone taken from him. And of all people, they called his mama to come pick him up from school. You talking about somebody pissing his pants? Oh, my goodness. That nigga was nervous.
You ain't called my daddy? You ain't called my daddy?
Meanwhile, what the principal did with the picture is another story.
Right. Yeah, he didn't took it in. What was the teacher's lounge? You see this little hot motherfucker? I told y'all she's going to get it. She, you know what? Stop it, y'all. Come on now. We're going too far.
Now, all of a sudden, she went from an A student to an honor student and shit. We was like, wait a
minute. Because I knew it was a few teachers I wanted to go ahead and gangbang when I was 14, 15 years old.
Oh, well, see, I guess that'll go down as one of your secret crushes then.
Oh, my goodness, man. Mrs. Marigus, an old Greek lady, but she had a body like a damn goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Ass, titties. I was like, man, I ain't never seen an old Greek lady built like this. But, man, I was like, you know, 14, 15 years old, your wet dreams is freaking ridiculous.
I was looking at Miss Jane's titties like that. I was like, oh, Lord, look at them titties. And she was about 40, 45 then. I was like, look at them titties. I still want to touch them. But you know what? Seriously, I only had, one teacher that I really, really had a crush on. I only had one teacher. I was in the seventh grade. That was my science teacher. And she didn't even stay there a whole year. I was hot. Dude came and swooped her up quick. You hear me? He took her out of town. She came in the classroom, and she was just bubbling and happy, and I'm bubbling and happy with her, hey, Ms. Jones. She said, I got an announcement. why in my wildest dreams, I'm thinking this announcement has something to do with me. I had no idea. Don't ask me why.
That's what you were supposed to think. That's why.
Well, about to say she finna get married and her husband walked in there, boy. I was like, you punk motherfucker. You bitch. Oh, boy, I was hot. Well, he walking around shaking all the fellas' hands and shit. That motherfucker looked at me, I ain't even shake his hand. I remember it was a Friday. That Monday, here come Mr. What was his motherfucking name? Mr. Ducray. This old Colonel Sanders looking motherfucker. I'll be y'all new teacher. Oh, hell no.
Like, what you say, English was, what you say, science was just getting fun, motherfucker.
Well, yeah.
He was sending two
I couldn't wait till we got to the
periodic table, bitch.
Right. Shit. Now, that class, I went from an A to an F. Well, why you don't want to learn no more? Shit, ain't nothing to learn about now. Right, I was ready to study the. Right, I was ready to study about human anatomy. I was gonna live it out on the dude.
Having a crush on your boyfriend or husband's friend, or in y'all case, your girlfriend or wife?
I can honestly say I've never really had a crush on none of my friends, women. Nah, it's some motherfuckers, old side pieces.
Said on your woman's friend.
Yeah, on one of your your girl's friends or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Why do you say? And the Dow Jones average has just skyrocketed 20%.
I'm trying. There's been quite a few of them. Like, damn.
You know what, dog? I'm not going to lie. It's been something where you like, man, don't even bring that bitch around me. Even bring her around me. And then it's like, they know it's like they got that, I know he's feeling me. So they do that little extra, like put that little, like, you know, bend over in front of you or want to touch you. Do not touch my thigh. Mm-hmm. My dick is rock hard. Do not touch my thigh. It's about to bust out these pants right now.
Every time I look over in that direction, she over there looking at you like, man.
Right.
Come on now. Come on.
Somebody right, help me, please.
All right.
And the girlfriend
don't
make it no better.
Girl, just
spend the night over here.
Oh, I know.
You don't need to go home. You like, God damn, she's going to be in the house all night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't never wanted some water so bad in your life.
I'm thirsty.
I gotta go get you. What? Where you going to get you? Oh, no reason.
You been in drink five, 6 glasses of water and shit.
Right.
And then you gotta go to the bathroom about 10 times.
You know,
ain't never been able to get you off that game. She come in the door, now you thirsty. What the fuck?
I only brought that up because it was always me, the friend.
Yeah, right. I was just about to say I've been
it was always me. But the thing about it was that, you know, the person I was with, they ain't had that problem. So we didn't, hell, if one of my friends spent the night, we all fucking. It wasn't like that. So, you know,
but
you ain't gonna sit down in my house.
Stop before you finish this conversation. You can't be saying shit like that because you finna get Molly in a world of trouble. He finna lay down in the bed. He finna lay down in the bed. So, baby, what you think about? No, hell no. No, mother, you been on that show again, ain't you? You been on that motherfucking show again, ain't you?
I've been the friend. I'll tell y'all a story, man. I promise this time it's been the truth. I was at the crib one night by myself, and I don't know if they got into it or he just told her he was going out, or I don't know. I don't know what was going on with them. But I get a phone call. So I picked up the phone. I'm like, hello? You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker like, look, I'm underneath the stairs outside. Come outside. I say, what? This person showed up in my house. It was like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm underneath the stairs coming outside. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how often do you just come sit underneath my stairs outside of my building? What the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need to come over your house no more. I think you should come over here alone. Don't bring him because he got issues.
Yeah, he one of them stalkers.
And I blame the woman. It's the woman's fault. Why bring, first of all, you tell your man about what I do. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you always telling them about the friend, and then when the friend come over, you look at them like, God damn, she fucked all them dicks.
Exactly.
Because I'm so like, okay. So this her, right? That's the one. Okay. Pull you another drink. Why you all in her? I'm just being hospitable, girl. Quit tripping.
Brenda was over here yesterday. You didn't say 2 words to her.
Brenda weighed 300 pounds. I ain't one of her.
Okay.
I mean,
I
ain't want to be her friend.
When I say my friend spend the night, that means she's staying in our bed.
Hey, he probably was like, I'm gonna tell you like this. If it was me, I'd look at you and be like, oh, okay. Boy, you walk up, that motherfucker, you talking about nigga doing that dance. Goddamn. Boy, what was that? Act a donkey.
Acting a fool. Hey. Doing the H-Town dance and everything.
Hey, what's that dance they got out? They called down the Nene? I'm in that Nene like a motherfucker. You come back in, I'm laying down in the bed like ain't shit happened. Oh, hey, yeah. Wait a minute, y'all. Miss Pimp, what's happening? Miss Pimp. Oh, here we go. Shit just got real. Shit just got real, y'all.
You silly as hell for that one. I need a good chuckle, and that was it.
What's good? What's going on, baby?
He said it, chuckle.
And I just wanted to be quiet tonight. I just had a rough ass day, wanted to quit my job. Then I realized I didn't have like a third job on the side, so, you know, did the math, decided to stay.
Right, that's usually how it works. That's usually how that works.
Man.
I'm going to tell you, today it was hot than a motherfucker. I was like, I don't need this shit. I can. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do.
My faculty of fit is working. Reality hits it real quick. But you know what, man? I swear, and I bullshit you not. I mean, Janine, of course, you know, you're a very rare flower because it ain't too many motherfuckers going to be like, well, shit, my girl coming over, so you know you finna fuck both of us.
Oh, see, shit, I'd be there.
Right.
Like,
you know.
There's somebody,
you know,
right now in his room with a bottle of lotion, like, would y'all shut up? I'm trying to hit Janine.
Right. I mean, so, like, okay, Marley, okay, now, as a man, you know, you a married man or, you know, you got a significant other. I mean, okay, she come with that friend that you actually got the crush on. She come with her, like, you know what, I want to try something new. I mean, how do you contain yourself? Because I know you're like a 6-year-old kid on Christmas Day, and you seen that motherfucking that new bike you wanted. How did you contain yourself? I told you, I'm nay-naying all the way. I'm doing the nay-nay. I'm doing a running man. I'm doing
everything. Oh, yeah. I'm going out.
Hey, you gonna walk in this new costume on?
Hell, you might walk in and catch me moonwalking. Like, God, dang, what the fuck is you doing? Nothing. It was a roach right there.
I'm going to mess around and get that big-ass bottle of Tanqueray. Like, shit, let me go ahead and get this shit going.
Drink on me for everybody. You get a drink.
But now... But not Marley.
Charlie Murphy gave it away on y'all on that. What's that movie? CB4. When he was about to get some ass, he was on the little bike.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He was going hard. She wants the big dicks.
I said, oh, so that's what y'all men do when y'all excited.
Yeah. What the fuck be that motherfucker clown?
Like, bathroom and just stand there and just practice on how not to look excited before she said that.
Man, we be in that.
And then you, you know what I mean? Like, practice in the mirror before you, you know what I mean? Go back out to...
That's what we've been at practice on how we fucking. I'm gonna hit this motherfucker like this. Oh, what? Nah, I'm finna do some sit ups. I'm doing these sit ups.
Nigga, I've been with you for 13 years. You ain't never did no sit
ups. Well, I'm getting myself in shape. Just bring the bitch in the room. Just bring the bitch in the room. Okay, Marley, let me ask you another question. And I gotta ask Marley this, y'all, just from a male's point of view. Now, this is the one you got the secret crush on, and she done brought her to the room. I mean, she done brought her in y'all sanctuary now. Are you gonna hit her like I may never get this chance again, or you just gonna ease back and be like, you know, I can't give it all to her?
That's a good one. You know, you better take some ginseng pills or something and tear your wife's ass up into where she's satisfied, and then you're like, okay, you done. Girl, I'm about to hit this Viagra. I'm going all 4 hours on you.
Now, Marley, you know, now, let's speak reality now. You know, in a lot of cases a motherfucking woman don't want to see you tearing that girl up like that. I mean, let's just speak. I mean, you know, Janine's a rarity. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean,
yeah,
you got a lot of motherfuckers. They be like, oh, so you just going to fuck her like you fucking me?
I can't believe you. Oh, you must really want to fuck her. So now you thinking in your head, but now you got to also think, well, shit, she might not ever give me this again. I damn sure don't want to look like no punk. I don't want her looking at me. Girl, I fucked him. And he, I don't even know why she with him.
And that's exactly what they do, too. That's exactly what they do.
They going to talk shit. Because if you hit it she going to come back. She's right. Like, the hell with her.
That's
her problem. That's her problem. She like, you know what I'm saying? This bitch come back without me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a serious motherfucking problem.
But now, you know what? Now, if you don't get to talking and complaining, I won't let her come back without you.
Whatever. And that goes with trust with the person that you with. Now, if you with some old dog nigga anyway, and you know he fuck around, even if you wasn't doing threesomes, hell, he already a dog nigga. I mean, that's to be expected. But if you with somebody that you actually trust and you in that life, I don't understand why you shouldn't be honest. You see what I'm saying? Because you get to do it anyway. You get to sleep with other women anyway. So why not just be honest?
Yeah. Well, since you put it that way, you put it
right.
I got a question. So, okay, you are in that life now.
Y'all done did, you know what I'm saying, threesomes with two women. You've never done one with two, you know, another man and your man. But, you know, y'all have an open relationship. Does your man get upset if you have another man and then, you know, you're honest about it?
Hell yeah, I'm mad.
I mean, that's not considered an open relationship. Just because we go through, that's not considered an open relationship. They still see you. Like, when I was doing it, I'm still his wife. So I'm still, like, on this pedestal. You know what I'm saying? They still look at you like you the most important thing to them. So they still don't want you, you know, sleeping with other men. I mean, I can't get mad and say, well, hell, I'll let you sleep with all these women. I like sleeping with women. That's different. He don't like to see me sleeping with other men. I can't get mad at him to say, well, you're not being fair. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the same. Because it's not like he forced it. He didn't force us to start doing threesomes. He told me one of his fantasies one day. And then I just brought somebody in the room one day when he came home from work.
God damn, boy, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Boy, Marla, we in the wrong business.
It's true. I can't talk that damn good.
If I could get it, if I could have it, like, the opposite of you, I'd be right on point, for real. Straight up. I'd be a happy-ass individual, and we would be a unit. Now, we would be one unit, for real.
I mean, people don't even understand or can't even imagine how much fun you can have with the person that you with. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always stipulations on things. This is the person, I mean, I'm not talking about just some motherfucker you with. I'm talking about, this is your husband. I don't understand why people won't have fun with the person you with. Why can't you have fun with the person? I don't understand that. I don't get it.
I do. Except it just wouldn't be a woman, it'd be another man for me.
Yeah. And you have to find her opposite
She just got a domination shit. I just got a domination.
No, I'm saying it.
I gotta dominate it.
I truly envy you, Janine, on everything I do. You know what I'm saying? Because your life has got to be, like, absolutely interesting for the simple fact. It's not that it's open and I understand it. It's not that it's open. It's just an understanding, and that's just the lifestyle that you in that life. And that's good. So there's no misunderstanding, no cheating, no extra. There's none of that because it's right there, and it's with the person that you're with. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, there's no airs. And so for that, I envy you. Now, I'm just saying, it's not that I want to dominate. It's just that would be my preference.
No, you're saying you want two men. That's all you saying. It's not the, that's what you're saying, right?
Then hold on and check it in. Now, he can't have two women. He cannot. So maybe I have to get a dominant part come in. But, you know, when you said what you said, I understood that. I understood that crystal clear. I did. But for me, my own thing going on, you know, it would just be the exact as if, you know, I was your, like, as if I was your husband. You see what I'm saying? He's like, okay, y'all are together, and he doesn't want to see you with another man. You know what I mean? And I'm saying like this, I wouldn't want my dude to be with no other female.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So that's for me. You know what I mean? But I do envy you and you know, how you get down. I won't lie. I do.
I can hear what her dude be saying every night, every time she gets that little attitude.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
He can't do shit else.
You've been waiting to do that.
I live with two men, you know what I'm saying? I live with two men, and my ex dude, he was absolute with it. He was with that, and he would do that for me. You know what I mean? It's not case that I'm with right now.
Why you gotta be a nutcase?
He is a nutcase for real.
Right. He's your nutcase.
Right. I'm thinking about it. I swear I am.
I'm seriously for you, Janine.
Well, this is just who I am. I can't be no idea.
I can see
my
people
thing,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say that my thing is, you know, I can dig all of that. It's just like with that extra shit. It's like, okay, I already, you know, this is something that we do together. So that's the part that I, you know, would have a problem with. Okay, she came back and I went on ahead and I did it. You wasn't here, you was at work, you know what I mean? So I did it. That's the part I think is fucking unfair. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm all with it when it's the three of us, but I'm not with the extras because it's not cool for me to go and do anything outside of you because you don't want me with her without you either, if the truth be told. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And you don't want me with another
man
without you, you know, with or without you, period. You don't want me with another man, period. So it's like, you know, why?
Hold on. I just got to interrupt you. And the initial thought is that, okay, and Marley, if I'm wrong, tell me. I mean, but if you came to me and was like, me and her slept together while you was at work, I'm sorry. I mean, maybe it's just me. I mean, because, and I'm going to tell you like this. If you told me you slept with a man, I'm going to be like, you know what, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. But now if you told me you slept with a woman, and my question is going to be, well, what y'all do?
So, why didn't y'all wake me? And the thought process is,
well, you do know you finna sleep with her again, right? This time I'm going to be here. Because you done got me horny.
I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know, we've already done it together. It was the same person. She came back, you weren't here, I was, we got down. What I'm saying is, you don't necessarily...
Right, you're okay with that, but you're still feeling like, all right, look, we repeat, do over. You know what I'm saying?
That's because
you got to be horny as hell now.
You're talking to Cavs. You got to understand that.
I know.
You know what?
Girl, I know.
You know what, Miss Pitt?
Yes,
I got to tell you something.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
Now stop fucking with my groove. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But, Marley done got caught. He had to hang up.
Oh, man.
Let it go.
I think probably what you should have said to him is that if he came to you and said that he fucked your girl, you know what I mean? It's not going to be okay. You know what I mean? Just first that you brought home and he fucked her on while you was at work, it's going to be a problem. But it wouldn't be a problem with him. Is it that same girl, you went to him and said you fucked her without him being there?
Oh,
it would
have to be Marley back.
With him being there.
But they wouldn't have a problem. The problem is, bitch, we finna repeat. How you gonna do that shit behind my back or without me? That's his problem.
Well, that's not them being upset. They not gonna be upset about nothing like that. And plus,
right.
That's happened many a time.
I can dig it.
I mean, no, seriously. Now, I've been in a situation where, you know, my girl said, she was like, I'm like, well, what? She was tripping, so I had to go. I went on and sucked her titties and whatnot. I'm like, you did what? I had to suck her titties because she was upset. Girl, bring your ass.
Right. She wanted to eat my pussy real quick, so.
From
there.
Yeah, I was literally told this, and how long did she do it? Was it shaking, baby? Girl, bring your ass over. Shit. I don't think I would get mad. Like I said, now, at some point, you're going to have to repeat this act now. You do know that. You do know this act going to have to be repeated while I'm there.
I can do it. I'm just saying. I just, you know, like I said, either way it goes, it's just, you know, I don't know.
You want to be there every time it goes down, basically.
Exactly. It's like I don't have no problems with us. It's y'all I got a problem with. Y'all don't work. Us work. Y'all don't work. Like, me and her don't work because I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to be like, okay, look, this is something that, you know, we did together. I would feel like I was doing wrong. I would feel like, you know what I mean, he ain't here. So this ain't right for me to do it to him. And I would feel the same way if he did it to me. Like, she ain't here. This ain't right. I'm not going to do it.
Girl, bye.
That's just me, y'all.
It is out. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't care whether he is not even a thought passing back in my mind.
Because you know a man, cats might feel the same way. Shit, we can go anytime. Don't go ahead and do you what you do. Shit, and then when I come through, shit, okay.
Exactly. I got you. When you're like, I got you. You like, win, bitch.
Win.
Hell yeah.
Win. I need a date and a time.
All right, call her now. Call her now. Hey, what do you say? I'll wait. He ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be late. And in the meantime, you might as well just get on top of this motherfucker, do what you going to do. Hey, Marley, I can rub that first one out. Why we waiting on her? I can rub that first one out. Yeah, I can get that one out of the way. So, shit, we got to, hey. Like, yes. That's fine. You know what? I know what we're going to do. Marley, me and you going to make a trip, man. We're going to go right over to Miss Pimp crib. And we don't want to hear shit. We don't want to hear shit.
Go we don't want to hear shit. Be quiet.
Yep, just lay back.
Hey, look. Cast Chronicles Part 3.
Right. I don't want to hear stop, no, and don't. I want to hear no, don't stop.
Right.
I want to hear no breaking bread. I want to hear none of that shit.
Hell yeah.
And that was a good one, Marley. That was a good one.
You know what, Marley, the fucked up part is that next morning, I was like, this motherfucker talking about break bread. I was so hot at you, boy. I was hot. I was talking about break bread.
He had dreams about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight this shit.
Dream, I just got my check, and here come a motherfucking hand talking about break bread. Oh, Lord, I woke up in a sweat.
I can see
a motherfucker
too climbing out the bed talking about, God damn it, this shit
don't catch up on
morning.
Man, fucked up my dream. I was going down the highway like, let me tell you what this motherfucker said on the show. He said break the bed.
It was dead serious
about it. I wish this motherfucker would. You got paid today? Yeah, I got paid. Well, break bread. What?
I personally don't see anything wrong with that, but.
Hey,
my knees hurt. You know, you had a topic when we started this.
I can't even say you'd be my secret crush now because it's break bread. Motherfucking a long time.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Oh, man, y'all silly. I'll tell you one thing. I say I'm always talking about jugging all the time. I did be saying it in this natural conversation. Oh, yeah, they be jugging. Don't you know my little 2-year-old daughter? She's like, Dad, I'm jugging. I said, oh, hell no. Oh, no. I better stop saying that. My little 2-year-old baby told me, jugging.
Nah, you don't want her said.
Oh my goodness.
No.
That is the last thing I thought I would ever hear, and you never know.
Yeah,
jugging.
I can hear Marley now, baby, no.
They're like, where in the hell did she get that one from? Oh, my
God. This is fucked up.
Marley reading the paper. Like, y'all know.
Say bad, she gonna pick it up.
Well, she say, boy, you got one more time to bring anything off that show. What?
Yes.
Marley got full of that Tangy Ray. Girl, come on over here so I can jig and jig and jig.
Jug.
What? What the hell is you talking about? And you know what? The bad part is Marley gets to thinking about Miss Penny when he doing it, too. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I got your jug. I'm going to jug and jug and jug. Take this jug, Miss Penny. Take this jug. Boy, my name is Teresa. What the fuck is wrong with you, huh? What?
Oh, my God. Y'all are stupid.
You done got the baby talking about jugging. Marley, you can't say that around the baby, man.
I'll be saying wrong too. I'll be saying, I'm just going to jug on you a little bit and just jug and jug. And if they're enough, she said, damn. She's like, Dad, I want to jug and jug and jug. Said, oh, shit.
He's like, no, don't you never jug. Don't you let nobody jug on you.
You better get jugged on when you get married. That's it.
I'll tell you on your wedding day what that chick meant.
Oh, man. Y'all silly.
Only in Sin City, boy. Sin City slang. I'm going to have to put that up in Sin City slang. Jugging.
Jugging.
Oh, my goodness.
Sin City slang,
you know what?
That's Sin City slang, not jugging. Jugging and breaking bread.
That's what happened when you get to jugging.
Jugging.
That's your whole insides up. Put poor Miss Penny in the hospital for a week.
Well, I can go for a good jug and so she don't get me caught.
Oh, man.
You know what? Y'all got me started. I'm going to say this. It's somebody at work tomorrow.
And you know what? I could imagine that little spot he was hitting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and Marley, and I get y'all women know what that little spot that we hit, that it feel like one foot going inside enough, little, like, damn, they got an extra hole back here or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hot spot.
Make the jump.
Her spot probably ain't got hit in so long, so that shit was hurting like a motherfucker to her.
<Mm-mm-mm>.
And you know what?
He's talking about sex and changed. This done changed.
I got a question, liquor store.
Yes.
Okay, here's the question, because it's been posed to me. You and your man, y'all, you know, y'all get on your little freak nights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, you are strictly dickly. Sorry to exclude you, Mama. I'm talking about you, Janine. But strictly dickly. And, you know, you and your man get freaky, whatever. And you, he goes and blindfolds you.
Mm-hmm.
Got strapped down. And he's eating at least what you, he's eating your pussy. And then
okay.
The next thing you know, that blindfold comes off your face.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman down there. What do you do?
I'm going to enjoy every minute of it because I never told you I was strictly dickly.
No, I'm saying that you was strictly dickly. That's, you know, you see what I'm saying? I'm saying, what do you do? But now that I know that, okay.
Well, shit, if that's how he surprised me with it, I would not complain.
Damn.
All right. If that's how he brought it to me, I would not be mad.
Okay. Now, that only works on women, Miss Pimp.
Right.
If a motherfucker sucking on my dick and put a blindfold over his damn dude, somebody get killed.
Damn, nigga. I got your ass. That's on some revenge shit.
Oh, shit. Boy, you better not unchain me. Boy, you better not never unchain me. I promise you.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
No matter how it is feeling, you gonna get it.
Oh, I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there, because, boy, yeah, I tell you, y'all take that blindfold, come off and twive and down there, oh, it's going to be a motherfucking problem.
And she whispering in your ear while she's taking off the blindfold, I thought we'd try something new tonight.
Oh.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Down here feeling all good and shit. Oh, hell no.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Molly's on fire tonight. She must be working a double. She is on a double.
Hey. That's fucked up. Hey, Marley, you talking about? Ooh, I like the way you're moving your tongue. This motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. This bitch. Wait a minute, joke.
And he looked up and talked about. Well, thank you.
Right.
Touching all stones and shit.
Right. Goddamn. I mean, this bitch grabbing the dick rather aggressive. Hold on, huh? Why? I swear I'll put that sub bitch in the mother of all head systems. That sub bitch be choked out. You die today, sub bitch. You die
today. Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Will that be the heart? Plus, we got Derek Flair with that big man put a heart, a leg scissors on. That heart is I
had. Oh, I was talking about
one thing. Oh, shit. I've been at a heart attack.
Well, I'm going to say.
I fucked up. He'll be dead and laying between your legs with the dick out. You can't
hear me with a heart attack. She don't know how to explain this shit to the police. Oh, Lord.
Let me call
she
the
got
police.
She got a piece in the car, Olivia Pope. That bitch done went to the phone book looking for that bra for real. She's like, look, I need Olivia. I need a gladiator in a suit because Johnny Cochran ain't here no more. I need no fucking Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Well, like I said, Marla, I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there.
We
at Sin City do believe in what Marley said. There's nothing. Boy, goddamn.
Oh, my goodness. You gotta love this show. You just gotta love this show. I mean, if you don't, you're sick.
That just ain't right, boy.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
And you know it's going to happen to some dudes. You know it's going to happen, and they be like, damn, man, now my damn manhood is all fucked up because I was enjoying getting my bitch sucked by a damn man. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, oh, shit.
I don't know. Help me out if I'm wrong. Just help me out here. I mean, guys are guys. You like it and enjoy two women being together and the whole scenario, long as it's not you. But if something like that should have ever occurred outside of you wanting to, like, kill anybody, now you questioning your manhood? That's almost crazy to me.
Well, you're thinking for the first 3-4 minutes, oh, you think it's a damn woman. And the next thing you know, hell, you was enjoying a man sucking on your thing. You're like, oh, shit, it's fucked up. You know?
Yeah.
I checked myself. You know what I'm saying? This is fucked up. I should have known better. You know? I should have known better.
I've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, ran amok.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
Mm-hmm.
My fighting sisters is not working correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
My fighting sisters wasn't tingling. What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck? Holy fuck. Hot damn.
Oh, my goodness. Now that nigga got extra bass in his voice and shit. No, man, I ain't hungry today, shit.
That nigga gonna be going out fighting everybody.
She's not gonna be one no more, so she ain't gonna be doing shit.
She dead. I gotta say, this motherfucker.
I'm talking about
he dead.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Shit, you at McDonald's and the dude asks you, can I get you anything else? You like, what the fuck you mean, nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, you need salt or ketchup, nigga. That's all I'm trying.
Hey, Marley, you said that thinking you enjoying a woman, and this motherfucker say some shit like this.
What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Oh my god.
You like what? Wait a minute, who the fuck just said? Hey, boy, I'd be like, I swear, I'd be like, bitch. You better be working that sound bite at Sin City, because if that was a motherfucking man,
no,
ass, they... Well, no, it's done.
She's like, you remember my friend Brandy I was telling you all about? This is him. You like, bitch. Brandy is a woman's name. What the fuck is this transgender? Okay, you know what? You're not going.
And then
you remember the dreams you had because she done came home told you about what Brandy did. You find out Brandy is this nigga.
Yeah.
Now you really fucked up in the head. Oh.
Oh, only in Sin City when we come up with these motherfucking scenarios.
You know.
I was about to say, and a hush comes over the crowd. Oh, my goodness.
That motherfucker ain't your immediate family. I don't even want it. Well, he just like my... You get him the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here now.
He going to the next relationship. I don't want to meet no men in your family ever.
You know what? Now, I want to ask something. We're getting off the subject, but that play brother shit. That I mean, really, dude. I mean, at what point do y'all get that shit up?
After we're finished being teenagers?
No, I mean, because, you know, motherfucker, oh, that's my brother. That's your brother. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you be like, well, he ain't on none of the family pictures. Fuck it, where he come from? Well, he ain't my real brother. Well, huh? Wait a minute. When did you meet this motherfucker? Oh, we met when I got out of school. We met about 10 years ago. This thing ain't your brother. This nigga, you done fucked and y'all just got cool. What do you mean he's your brother? See, now that right there tell you Spidey senses is tingling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause, no, I'm just saying, man, because I was thinking about it. I knew somebody, and it was just like, you know, I met all these different motherfuckers, and all these motherfuckers was her brother. And her actual brother I never met. We were talking about that earlier today, and it's like, motherfuckers, like, my thing is this. If he ain't come out your mama or your daddy, he ain't your brother. Don't bring that motherfucker around me.
Mm-hmm.
And that friendship is severed.
All right, so do men do that? Yeah, that's my sister, or that's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, my cousin on my daddy, mama, uncle, auntie, sister side.
We as women can't have men as friends.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying y'all can't have, but don't bring that brother shit to me. I mean, if he your friend, say he your friend. But that brother shit, because that, I'm going to tell you like this. Motherfucker use that brother shit because they know how to get close to you. So
exactly.
The best way they do how to get close to you is to act like, oh, yeah, that's my sister. No, motherfucker, that's the motherfucker you want to fuck. You just ain't figured out the right game to get to her. Now you're trying to figure out her ins and outs.
That's bullshit.
That ain't no bullshit. Man,
yeah, it is.
I guarantee any brother you had would have fucked you.
No, because I'm going to tell you, all of my friends are males.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends are males. And I'm saying all of my friends are males. So
okay.
I'm saying like this, some that I grew up with. And
okay, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
All the friends that you got, all the male friends that you have.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think none of them, if given the opportunity, would fuck you?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think that way.
I've been waiting to fuck you since I started seeing them titties grow. Shit.
Put the theory to a test, then. Put the theory to a test.
Okay. I mean, that would be kind of awkward. You know what I'm saying? Because... I'm saying because I don't look at them that way, and I don't feel
okay.
that they look at me that way. So
okay.
that would be kind of awkward to just act like sexually interested in them, and that
you
would
know
be.
What? I'm gonna tell you like this: act like you've had a couple of cocktails, one too many, and you're just feeling yourself. You're feeling freaky. See how far I go.
Mm-hmm.
I think what would happen. I think really, truly what would happen is even if I strip butt naked, they lay my ass down and tell me to go to lay down in the bed. And that would be it.
God.
Okay, try it. Let's go forward. Shit, let's try it.
I believe it. Okay.
Well, you keep saying you keep believing it, but you ain't saying you gonna try it.
I'm saying I would try it.
Man, because you're going to wake up with a dick in your ass. I guarantee you that one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That motherfucker, I've been waiting 20 years to hit this pussy. Yes.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I mean, okay. if I could lay in a bed, and because, I mean, shit, man, I don't sleep with clothes on. I walk around my house with no clothes on. And
look,
my friend goes,
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I'm listening to what I'm saying, bro.
I'm saying, like this, he's going to end up with me,
and it's nothing. So
that's because he feel like there's no chance there. If he feel like it's a chance there, he's going to fuck you. The motherfucker that
I'm
you
saying,
seen
I'm
saying,
in the bed, butt ass naked. So
okay,
I mean,
but you're not giving him no options to say, come on, get this pussy. You're not giving him none of them options. See, he know what you looking at it as, and he don't want to jeopardize that. But now, at the same time, give him that option. Give him that option to come on, get some of this pussy tonight, boy. You gonna get your little taste tonight. I guarantee. You say, well, I had a little taste. I take a little bit. I guarantee.
He gonna taste it. He gonna do something.
Okay, I guess I'm coming from, but that's why it's like, no, it's not nothing like that. It's not.
You know what? I'm not going to try to talk to nobody that I know has no attraction to me. I'm not going to try to fuck nobody that I know has no attraction to me. You're beating a dead horse. But now, yeah, you lay that butt naked and you talking about, don't you want to cuddle up next to me?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it's on.
Right. I mean, that's giving rhythm, though. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what he said. He said if you gave him the option, if you presented it to him.
But I'm saying the whole initial thing was don't bring this brother shit around you. First of all, I'm saying you can be friends with males. I have nothing but male friends. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not fucking my friends. They're just that.
All right.
And those that are close to me in the circle that I grew up with, and we are close as brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
If y'all believe
that them niggas won't fuck her, then
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
That's why I'm Rick James. Yeah, if y'all don't believe that them motherfuckers ain't gonna fuck her, like I said, all we gotta do is put the theory to a test. That's it.
It would be so awkward, even if I mean?
I can hear you right now. In immortal words of Janine, wait a minute.
Because he's zeroing in like a damn.
Hell yeah,
like
this motherfucker. Hey, Marley, he going to be in there jugging it.
Yeah.
Somebody getting naked so fast in my life. I had never seen
That motherfucker going to look like Bruce Almighty when he just did like, and when he put his hands back and all his clothes just fell off. That motherfucker going to be butt ass naked right there to death.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here, y'all. We got to get up out of here. All right. Check it out. Liquor Store, you got any last words?
Yes, this has been a real good show, y'all. Oh. What's up? I love it.
Fear City,
bitches.
Well, I feel Miss Kim, any last words before he put that dick up in you?
Man. Oh, my God. You know what? First of all, you don't have the show long enough. That got to say that, because just when I turned on the lights and turned off the candles, sat up, smoked a couple of cigarettes, I want some more. Time to go. You know?
That's why we be back tomorrow.
Right. And in the course of a week, it's still not long enough, but it's needed. And it's a great outlet. I love every one of you guys. You guys are the most. Y'all make my whole day. My
see,
week.
That's what we got. We got to leave you. We got to leave you wanting more. See, that's what I was going to say. Marty Mom, any last words, brother?
Great show. I'll try to call in tomorrow. And I got to find a way to put my little profile pick up. Yeah.
Marley, go to profile, go down to picture preview, and just post it right there. That's all you got to do.
Marley, go to edit avatar. Click on the menu, because that's how I was able. I wasn't able to do it that way either, Taz. Go to the menu, and then scroll all the way down to edit avatar, and you can put your profile picture up from there.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that tonight.
Ain't that a bitch? I'm going to tell me about my website, but okay. Hey, if that works, go ahead. Shit. Janae, you got any last words, baby?
Yeah, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Had lots of fun.
We're going to
be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. I thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody listening via internet. Everybody that just sat back listening on the phone. Y'all know how we're going to do it. Same bat time, same bat channel. And I'm taking all bets that she going to get fucked. I'm taking all bets. I'm dropping 20 talks. Or I ain't going no lower than 20.
I put 20 on that too. Yeah, I put 20 on that too.
Yep. Anybody want a piece of that action, let me know. Cause boy, that bitch going to be up in her ass so fast. Whoa, wait a minute. This boy done swooped. He done swooped out like a vulture.
I thought you were my friend.
We shouldn't be doing it. Girl, shut up.
You're crazy.
Fuck friendship.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Keep your money.
We get up tomorrow, y'all. We out of here. Peace.